today's episode, we have Sarah. Sarah wrote in and said, I want to start a business, but I know my family doesn't approve. I also don't have really that much time because I'm working full-time and I'm so stressed. It's hard to even imagine starting something, but I can't let this idea go. Wow, Sarah, thank you so much for this question. I think you represent so many people out there with this issue of there's something stirring, nagging inside of me, and I want different. I want more, but, right? And fill in the blank. So here's the thing, Sarah, and anybody else listening, right? The stories we tell ourselves, right? This is what determines our lives. So I know that Sarah and anybody else listening, myself, you know, we feel as if our stories are really, really true and they're the only truth. And we say them over and over and over and over. In Sarah's case, her family doesn't approve. And we will repeat that concept 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 times in a day and ruin any opportunity for us to even take step one into something that we really deeply desire. So what's happening with Sarah? What's happening with anybody out there? Is there something within you? There is some higher self that's calling out and saying, I want to change my job. I want to do something else. I want to change my relationship, whatever it is. And what do we do when we want things? We destroy them with our own emotional weight, right? The moment we say what we want, and this happens with every client I work with, we immediately self-sabotage with why we cannot, right? Our thoughts control our lives. Our emotions control our lives, right? So the words in our heads control the quality of your life. You start to say things like, I can't because of family. And then you feel terrible and you don't take any step forward. But there's great news. The power is actually in your hands and you have the agency to make any changes you want to. So the question I have for you today is, are you going to do it? If you're interested, here's the next step. I call them negative feedback loops, right? So when I started out, I had to get myself out of the loop of saying, I can't write a book. Who writes a book? Books are written by people with PhDs. And underlying that was something about my ability to write a book. I wasn't good enough. I wasn't a good enough writer. I wasn't capable enough, right? Because what was the PhD really saying? It's saying that I would then be good enough. I would have the right to be an author. So whatever story you're telling yourself, there's an underlying message that you're not deserving or lovable, right? That you're not safe, not capable enough. So what's the solution? The solution is to let that negative feedback loop go. And to do that, we really need to become aware of it. And I call them junk food thoughts, right? What are you saying? What are the exact words that you're using that get you into this negative feedback loop? And then write a better, more empowered story. And yes, I know right now you feel as if this story is true. Your parent, the one parent that is super judgmental, it is just stifling. Or, you know, the fact that you don't have time. I mean, I can't tell you how many people say I don't have time. Well, here's my question. Do you have a few minutes? Do you have 10 minutes to commit today? Everybody has 10 minutes. Do you have 15, 20 minutes, right? Can you take any steps forward? And in, as far as that judgmental family member, do you have to listen? Is their worldview the only worldview? So what I'm trying to point out is that we choose to tell these stories that we've picked up from different places in our life, and they drag us down. And it's on us to create a better story. And if you can't, you know, coaching is a great thing. Get a friend to tell you, write a different story. But it's so important to become a good author of your own life. So, you know, people say, I can't leave this relationship. You know, I can't leave for this reason, this reason, this reason. But you can always leave, right? Like, this is a free country. You can get a divorce. You can go. You may have your reasons why you think you can't leave, but you can, in fact, leave. So the first step is to change the story. You can leave. You may choose not to at this point, right? You may decide this isn't the right moment, or there's children involved, or financially it's difficult, but you can say that you can leave. And what steps do you need to make that transition? Another common thing is I'm not ready, right? I can't move forward. I'm not prepared. I'm not ready. I didn't go to enough school. But again, is that true? Can you do anything? When you say you're not ready, typically that comes from a place of fear, right? So what is it that you're afraid of? Are you afraid of putting yourself out there and failing? Are you afraid that you're not good enough? Are you afraid that your message won't be well received? So can you write a different story? What's going on within you? Be brutally honest with yourself, right? Are there different emotions swaying you from making a decision that will bring you to your true self? Or my favorite, right? I don't have time. I get it, right? I've been so busy in my life. There's been times when I just don't know how I'm going to even grab a glass of water. But I am making choices. Most of us, look, if you're out there and you're truly in a desperately difficult financial place or health place, sometimes we really are stretched to our limits. But for a lot of us, you know, how many things did you say yes to the being the home parent, to, you know, taking your children to soccer practices across the city, to signing up for yet one more group or board or something? You have time every day. You choose how you spend your time. And with those choices, there are consequences. So you want to be very mindful of how you fill your days and your weeks and your months and your years. And a lot of us are just doing it on autopilot. So, Sarah, anybody out there, you want to make a change. You feel as if the family is disapproving. You feel you don't have time. You're stressed out. I hear you. But that's the story. Take a deeper look. Figure out what you're really saying to yourself and write a new story. Find some space for some kind of momentum. I hope that's helpful. Thank you so much for listening. If you are enjoying the show, hop over to iTunes, leave a review, subscribe. Every little bit counts. Thanks so much for listening.